This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 15th, 2023. At the top of the news this week, WRC-23 reaches an acceptable conclusion on the 23-centimeter issue. The International Telecommunications Union ITU World Radio Communications Conference 2023, also known as WRC-23, continues through December 15th now in Dubai. And the International Amateur Radio Union's IARU primary effort focused on Agenda Item 9.1 Topic B, that was to address the amateur use of the 23-centimeter band and co-frequency use by several radio navigation satellite service systems in that 1240 to 1300 megahertz band. The IARU's work that began 4 years ago with a preparatory study in the ITU Radio Communications Center to address the agenda has finally come to a close. Our concerted engagement in the ITU-R working party study groups and WRC preparatory meetings ensured that the amateur radio services were properly represented during the development of two published ITU-R reports. An ITU-R recommendation followed, which formed the basis for the discussions at WRC-23. During the WRC-23 deliberations, strong positions were expressed by all parties involved. The result is a well-supported compromise for a footnote in radio regulations regarding amateur and amateur satellite service operations in that 1240 to 1300 megahertz range. The footnote reminds administrators and amateurs alike of the need to protect the primary RNSS radio from interference, and it provides guidance for administrators to allow both services to continue to operate in this portion of the spectrum. The conference plenary compromise was formally adopted on December 8th and is not subject to any further consideration during the final week of WRC-23. The IARU team continues to work on other WRC issues, including developing agendas for future conferences. IARU President Tim Elam, VE6SH, noted, "This is a very good result for the amateur radio services. The decision reached at WRC-23 on this agenda item makes no change to the table of allocations nor incorporates by reference the M.2164 into the radio regulations. The addition of a footnote that provides guidance to administrators in the event of interference to the RNSS is a good regulatory outcome for amateurs and the primary users of this band," said Elam. WRC also agreed to suppress Resolution 774, which closes the issue and satisfies the agenda item. There is much more to read about this story, and you can do that at ARRL News. ARRL and Hamvention have announced that Hamvention will host the 2024 ARRL National Convention May 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio. Hamvention is the world's largest annual gathering of radio amateurs and has been sponsored by the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, DARA, since 1952. "We are pleased to unveil our 2024 logo and theme," announced 2024 Hamvention General Chair Jim Storms, AB8YK, and the Hamvention team. "The theme is Expanding Our Community. This is in support of the growth of amateur radio worldwide." Hamvention Awards Chair Michael Calder, WHCI, also shared a reminder that the nomination period is open now to submit nominations for 2024 Hamvention Awards, including the Amateur Radio of the Year, Technical Achievement, Special Achievement, and Club of the Year Awards. More information about the awards can be found on the Hamvention website, and nominations will close on February 15, 2024. ARRL is building a program for its national convention that will include presentations and forums, more than a dozen exhibits, and activities for young hams. And once finalized, the national convention program will be published at www.arrl.org/expo. Hamvention also urged everyone to purchase their tickets and make their room reservations early to avoid the rush. You can visit the Hamvention website for more information, to order tickets at www.hamvention.org. A student-led contact with astronauts through the amateur radio on the International Space Station ARIS program was a great success and earned significant media attention. On Monday, December 11th, students at the Harbor Creek High School in Harbor Creek, Pennsylvania, used amateur radio to talk to astronaut Andreas Morgensen, KG5GCZ. Students are part of the Advanced Technology Group, KC3SGV, an after-school club at Harbor Creek. 15 of those students are licensed amateur radio operators. As ARRL News reported last week, their faculty advisor, Assistant Principal Drew Morganson, AC3DS, is a graduate of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. He utilized what he had learned in the program and brought it back to the school. The ARRL's contact is just one of many successes the program has had. ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, was on hand for the contact, and he was impressed by the skills demonstrated by the students. Goodgame recalled from antenna assembly and installation to the actual control operator function of the radio during the contact itself, students were at the helm. Every student who asked a question of Commander Morganson was a licensed amateur radio operator, and when I asked what they had planned next, the response was, well, the logical step would be to build and get a CubeSat launched. This is exactly the type of program we hope to help to create as an outcome for the Teachers Institute, said Goodgame. Local, regional, and national media took note of the student's success. Local television newscast in the Erie market featured the event, and NBC journalist Harry Smith and a crew from NBC's Today were on the hand to tell the story about the young hams. This type of exposure for amateur radio is key to growing the hobby, according to ARRO Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX. The passion of these young teenage operators led to this success story, and who doesn't love a story of young minds doing extraordinary things in STEM through amateur radio, she exclaimed. ARRL Director of Development Kevin Beal, K8EAL, mentioned that the media coverage demonstrates the impact that donors who have funded the Teachers Institute have on the future of amateur radio. Beal said the reach goes far beyond the one-week training institute and ripples out farther than we can see. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is funded by the ARRL Education and Technology Fund, and if you're interested in supporting STEM education through the Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, visit www.arrl.org/give2STEM. And ARRS, by the way, is a cooperative venture of the International Amateur Radio Societies and the space agencies that support ISS. In the U.S., participating organizations include NASA's Space Communication and Navigation SCAN program, the ISS National Laboratory Space Station Explorers, ARRL, and AMSAT. Youth on the Air YODA Summer Camp in the Americas will be held July 7th through the 12th, 2024 in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada at Mount St. Vincent University. Online applications for licensed amateur radio operators 15 through 25 in North, Central, and South America are now being accepted at the youthontheair.org website. The goal of the 2024 camp is to enrich the campers' amateur radio experience. They can refine their skills, participate in unique experience with radio-related technologies, including kit builds, contesting, satellite operations, and a special event station, and meet other young hams through workshops and social events. The 2024 YODA Americas Camp is hosted by Radio Amateurs of Canada. Amateur radio operators helped a California radio station get back on the air after their equipment sustained heavy storm damage. In early 2023, KNYOLP, a low-power FM station in Fort Bragg, California, lost their antenna that was unconventionally mounted atop a 70-foot pine tree. Then in late October, heavy storms damaged their backup antenna and the station went off the air. The president of the Mendocino County Amateur Radio Communications Service, known as McArts, Derek Hoyle, KE6EBZ, and several McArts members volunteered to help KNYOLP get back on the air. Their investigation found that several connectors and a lightning arrestor were damaged and needed to be replaced. A short time later, the antenna and supporting mast were fixed, and the station went back on the air. KNYOLP thanked the amateur radio volunteers and the entire Fort Bragg community and said they would not have been able to continue without their support. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Spain's HOTIS-D satellite was successfully launched, and Jose, EB1AO, reports that telecommand of the satellite was also successful. Next will be testing of the FM transponder. Hopefully, it is working and will be available for use soon. We had mentioned the ESA geostationary possibility for an amateur payload. The proposal submitted included two 5.6 GHz uplinks and a 10 GHz downlink for transponders. one running 20 watts for SSB and CW, as well as other narrowband digital modes. This is mode C/X. The other running 20 watts for wideband modes such as amateur television. There would also be a 24 GHz receiver, which could be used for a transponder uplink. For even more interesting fun, there would be a 47 or 74 GHz multi-mode beacon or an additional downlink transmitter, an earth-pointing camera for still images. As this is a proposal, it will certainly be great if it comes to fruition. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues, and at their website you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including December 13th through the 19th, Montana, W1AW/7, Maine, W1AW/1, and Indiana, W1AW/9. And remember, on December 17th, it's VOTA Red Badge Day. And then for December 20th through the 26th, that's Christmas week. No state assignment. Just listen for Volunteers on the Air. Upcoming contest on December 15th, it's the AGB Party Contest, CW Phone and Digital. Also on December 15th, the Russian 160-meter contest, CW and phone. On December 16th, the Feldhell Sprint, that's digital. Also on the 16th, the OKDX RIDI contest, digital as well. December 16th through the 17th, the Croatian DX contest, CW. December 17th, it's the ARRL Rookie Roundup, CW. December 17th through the 18th, the Run for the Bacon QRP contest, that is CW as well. On December 19th, the Worldwide Sideband Activity Contest, that's phone. And on December 20th, the NAQCC CW Sprint Contest, that's CW. Also on December 20th, it's the Phone Weekly Test, that is phone. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions on January 6th is Ham Radio University hosting the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention. That's in Brookville, New York. January 12th through the 14th, the ARRL Puerto Rico State Convention, that's in Hatillo, Puerto Rico. January 19th through the 20th, the Cowtown Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL North Texas Section Convention, that's in Forest Hill, Texas. And on January 27th, Winterfest, hosting the ARRL Midwest Division Convention, that's in Collinsville, Illinois. And finally this week, thanks to the Douglas County Amateur Radio Club in Lawrence, Kansas, for broadcasting the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.